Coast Radio News for Friday, October 9th, 2020. I'm George Henry. If you're wondering where your ballot is, you're not alone. Questions from Oregonians across social media platforms like Facebook are coming across in heavy numbers, likely due to all the negative press about mail-in balloting across the U.S. But Lane County Clerk of Court Cheryl Betzgart says Oregonians are jumping the gun.
This is the normal statutory time frame in which counties can mail ballots to eligible voters. So we're doing and following the same practice we have previously followed. So there'll be plenty enough time for voters to get their ballot, open it, cast their ballot, and return it to us.
Betzgart says even though they can mail out ballots in late September, it's usually the second week of October before the ballots are mailed.
Lane County election ballots to all eligible voters will be deposited at the post office on Thursday, October 15th.
She says that if you've not yet registered to vote, you have until this Tuesday, the 13th, to complete your voter registration.
They can do that at OregonVotes.gov/myvote. Or if they need a paper card, we have those available here at Lane County Elections.
Betzgart says there's no need to worry about ballots. She says they have an excellent relationship with the Postal Service in Oregon that has been established over the past 20 years of mail-in balloting. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has petitioned the Lane County District Attorney to consider charges of animal cruelty against the man accused of setting the Sweet Creek Milepost 2 fire. Nicole Meyer is a spokesperson with PETA.
PETA is asking the DA to consider filing animal cruelty charges against him since an untold number of animals died in that fire.
Elias Newton Pendergrass is going before a judge on Monday for a pretrial hearing. PETA's letter to the DA states they believe Pendergrass should be charged with animal abuse in the first degree, as it is described in Oregon Revised Statutes 167.320. The law states that a person can be considered for the crime if they, quote, recklessly cause serious physical injury to an animal or cruelly cause the death of an animal, end quote. Pendergrass was identified as the person responsible for the fire that was started on August 30th. Yesterday marked the highest single-day total for coronavirus cases in Oregon. 484 new cases were confirmed yesterday, along with 11 new deaths. There has been a steady rise over the past few weeks, according to the Oregon Health Authority. Deputy State Health Officer and State Epidemiologist Dr. Tom Jean says the cases have been caused mainly by infections passed at social gatherings, workplaces, and long-term care facilities. Jean asks the community to continue to wear masks, wash hands, and avoid gathering in groups. The Lane County total of coronavirus cases also peaked yesterday with 71 new cases reported, and one of the 11 new deaths was an 82-year-old man from Lane County who tested positive on September 25th and died on Wednesday. There are now 279 cases considered infectious in the county. The total number of cases for Lane County is 1,673. There have been no new reported cases for the 97439 zip code. That number is still at 24. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, October 9th, 2020.